We're talking about the creation, God's creation, which is so wonderful. Yes, God's creation is wonderful. And as Buddha has said, if we could see the miracle of a single flower clearly, our whole life would change. Every single flower, tree, insect, animal, human being, they're all precious to God. Now, I'm going to tell you a story of the forget-me-not. This is really for children, so we've all got to pretend we're children for 2 minutes. Once upon a time, it was a beautiful morning, the sun was shining, it's beautiful, and there were flowers growing in this wonderful garden. And Jesus came to look at the flowers. Obviously, he had made them, but he liked to look at his creation. And he came to the first flower, a beautiful sunflower, shining, glittering, glamorous, very tall. And Jesus said, "What's your name?" And the sunflower said, "Oh, I'm a sunflower. I'm beautiful." Then Jesus came to a rose. "Oh, yes." Jesus said, "Well, what is your name?" "Oh, I'm a rose. My scent is beautiful. And I look so beautiful, don't I?" Then he came to a forget-me-not. And Jesus said, "Now, a forget-me-not is a wild flower." He didn't actually say the name at that point, because he turned to the forget-me-not, I have to say the name, and said to the flower, "Now, what is your name?" And the flower said, and he hung his head, or it could have been a she, and two tears trickled down. She bowed her head and said, I've forgotten my name. And Jesus said, "No, it's all right. You're very special. Your name is Forget-Me-Not. That means always remember me. Forget me not." So, where is God? Where is God? I'm going to read you a poem now. It's a very famous poem. I'm sure you know it. It's called Leisure. Sometimes we don't stand still and look. What is this life if full of care? We have no time to stand and stare. No time to stand beneath the boughs and stare as long as sheep or cows. No time to see when woods we pass, where squirrels hide their nuts in grass. No time to see in broad daylight streams full of stars like skies at night. No time to turn at beauty's glance and watch her feet, how they can dance. No time to wait till her mouth can enrich that smile her eyes began. A poor life this, if full of care, we have no time to stand and stare. What I did forget to mention is the forget-me-not flower is so very special as well, because it reminds us of grief and loss and and dementia. So it is really a special flower. So where is God? Well, sometimes, I used to live in Hertfordshire and moved to Oxfordshire some years ago now, and I have very fond memories. I have lots of friends and some relations there as well. And I used to go to St. Albans Abbey, which is very, very special. In St. Albans Abbey, there's a chapel, and it's a very special chapel for prayer. It's a prayer chapel. And I sometimes go there because it's quiet, and I just feel God is there. God is outside and God is in a building like this beautiful, beautiful building with fantastic people and a fantastic rector. So, I have now, got a slide of a stream. And if we listen carefully, you'll hear. And now a poem. I love poetry, as you can see. It's called A Pebble, and it's all about kindness. Drop a pebble in the water, just a splash, and it is gone. But there's 50 ripples circling on and on and on, spreading from the centre, flowing on out to the sea, and there's no way of telling where the end is going to be. Drop a pebble in the water, in a minute you forget, but there's little waves are flowing, and there's ripples circling yet, and those little waves are flowing to a great big wave have grown. You've disturbed a mighty river just by dropping in a stone. Drop an unkind word or careless, in a minute it is gone, but there's half a hundred ripples circling on and on and on. They keep spreading from the centre as they go, and there's no way to stop them once they've started them to flow. Drop an unkind word or careless, in a minute you forget, but there's little waves are flowing and there's ripples circling yet, and perhaps in some sad heart a mighty wave of tears you've stirred and disturbed a life was happy ere you dropped that unkind word. Drop a word of cheer and kindness, just a flash, and it is gone. But there's 100 ripples circling on and on and on, bearing hope and joy and comfort on each splashing, dashing wave, till you wouldn't believe the volume of that one kind word you gave. Drop a word of cheer and kindness, in a minute you forget, but there's gladness still swelling and there's joy circling yet, and you've rolled a wave of comfort whose sweet music can be heard over miles and miles of water just by dropping one kind word. And as we look at the flowers, we're going to listen to a very famous music by John Rutter. It's called Look at the World.
Look at the world. Do you know, we're called to be childlike, and actually it's been a really good reminder not only to notice God's creation, the beautiful world that we live in, but also to notice what's going on in our own hearts and the effect that has on others. That's certainly what I've taken from your talk this morning, so thank you. I also love poetry. And the pictures, the paintings, I think all of those are yours, aren't they, Angela's?
Yes,
absolutely. So, thank you very much for sharing.